Erev Tov, today's Amud Raisa, Yumadav Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Yumadav Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We left off right at the top of the page at the Mishnah, just to quickly review Pei Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara had been discussing what's the source for the lav of being ma'ana oneself of fasting, not eating on Yom Kippur. The Gemara first brought, already 2 days ago, we brought from Gzir Shava, Etzem Etzem. It says Etzem by the Issa Malacha of Yom Kippur, and it says Etzem by the Betzim Yom Hazeh, by the Issa Achila of Yom Kippur, by the Inui of Yom Kippur. And just like by the Issa Malacha, there's a lav, there's a warning, there's an Ashara, so too, by the Issa Achila, we say the warning applies. That was the first Tanakh source that we settled on Pei Amud Aleph. The Gemara tried other ones, but that was the first one we settled on. The Gemara then brought, this we started from last night, Tanit Beit Shmuel brought a drasha from Inui. It says Inui by Yom Kippur, of course, it says Inui by a married woman, an Amarasa, that was violated against her will. It says, Tachas Asher Ina, I think it's Lashon, the pasuk over there, Tachas Asher Ina. The point is that it says Lashon of Ina over there, and over there, Al Devar Asher Ina, should say. Al Devar Asher Ina, Espeishes Reo. Just like over there, there's an Einish, and there was a lav, there was Azara. We actually, I'm not sure, in the morning we should have spoken, I'm not sure we spoke in the evening. What is Azara? About Eishes Reo. What's Azara? So, first we have a Sesh Adibris, Leisinif. Leisinif is Azara, but there's a more specific Azara. There's a part that says, Eishes Amisecha, Leisita Shraftecha Lezara. Leisinif doesn't necessarily mean passion, it means adultery, it means Eishes Ish, but this it could be general. You know, being over on Isuri Bia. Here it's very clear pasuk. Elishas Amischa Leisita Shichel Zara. To your friend's wife, don't violate with Zara. So the point is that we certainly have lavim over here, and you have Lashon Inui and the punishment of Karis, Sotu or a skila or a chenek, depending on what the status of the issue was. Narmasa or she's past that stage. Either way, we see over here too with Yom Kippur. Besides the Einish, you also have an Azara. That was another Tanakh source. That was Tanakh Beit Shmuel. Then we brought two Amram brought a source. First, we had from Rav Achab Yaakov. He says you learn now from Shabbos. It says Lashon of Shabbos by Shabbos Bereishis, regular Shabbos, and by Shabbos is Lesaska Malacha Lav together with the punishment. And Yom Kippur also, we have a punishment together with the Lav. We learn from Shabbos because Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosan. We have the same Lashon of Shabbos by Yom Kippur as we have a Shabbos, and therefore we have a Lav. Rav Papa says, say better. That on Yom Kippur says Tishpushu Shabbatchem. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos, so not Gzir Shava learning from Shabbos. It is Shabbos. The Mar even asks, why on earth does Rav Achab Yaakov not say like Rav Papa? L'chayra, Tishbu Shabbatchem is a beautiful source in and of itself to have the Azara of Shabbos apply to Yom Kippur and use that type of, even though Azara of Shabbos is like Saskab Malacha, but apply the concept of the Azara of Shabbos to the Isra of Achila and Yom Kippur as well. Why go through like more of like a Zer Shabbat? And that's more answer because Rav Achab Yaakov used the drusha of Tishbu Shabbatchem for the famous drusha of Taisvis Yom Kippur. Taisvis Yom Kippur, we learn from the Erev, it starts Matisha. But on the ninth day, Me'erev at Erev, so we learn from there this din of adding on the end of the ninth day to the beginning of the tenth, and adding on at the end of the tenth into the 11th day, that's Taisus Yom Kippur. We said, how you know about Shabbos, how you know about Yom Tov? Tishbishu Shabbatchem teaches me Shabbos Yom Tov also have a din of Taisus Shabbos, Taisus Yom Tov, just like you have Taisus Yom Kippur. That's what he used the drush for. And the Moreover then brought another man number says Etzem Etzem. He makes the drush for these Pesukim. He had a different source for the love anyway. So what does he do with this Pesuk? He uses the Pesuk of Tishbishu Shabbatchem, teach me that there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth. And if one eats on the ninth, just like there's a chiv to fast on the tenth, there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth. And one who eats on the ninth, malav akasav, as if he ate on both. Sorry, as if he fasted on both the ninth and tenth. We brought many different pshatim, four pshatim. Why there's a mila to eat on the ninth? We're not going over all the pshatim now, but the basic idea is it's preparation. If he eats on the ninth, he'll be able to fast better on the tenth. That's the basic pshatim Rashi. That's one of our ideas, three pshatim. That's the idea. There's other ideas as well. Okay. Then we spoke on the Gemara, the things that are not fit for consumption. One's not chayiv for eating them on Yom Kippur. Namely, we discussed that if a person eats, if he eats like raw peppercorn, or he eats this ginger, raw ginger, we said he's not chayav. We have elsewhere mashmais that is considered food. The gabi erlot is considered food. The pepper, the gabi this Hindu mix, the ginger is a food. And the answer in all the cases was that when it's moist, then it's considered edible taka. When it's dry, that's when it's considered not normal food to eat. And that's why he's not chayav on Yom Kippur. And he wouldn't be chayav for eating it as erla as well. Then we spoke about the ali kanim. We said only when they're babies, when they're fresh and they're still soft, when they harden, they become like a wood of a branch, then it's not considered food. But when they're babies, machalikas, if it's just the first 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, had to have sprouted. Or for 30 days, that's machalikas. The Gemara, we said, Stavra, the commander says, 10 days, we put a brisa to back it up. And then we discussed about the brine of the fish or the fat of the fish that's not considered a normal thing to drink, but we made a diak, the Gemara brings that the chaimitz sounds like would be considered once chayav for drinking chaymitz on Yom Kippur. And it's Rebbe. Rebbe Taka says that chaymitz is meishiv nefesh. The Mar then brought him on the Amar, we'll end with this, I mean, and the Chazar with this, that says that chaymitz is not a problem. We disagree with Rebbe. Chaymitz is not a normal thing to drink, and therefore it's not chayav for chaymitz. This was Rav Gido Bar Menashe from Bein Arish made this drasha, and the people went, and they took that as a license to water down their vinegar a little bit and drink it in large amounts on Yom Kippur. And he said a few things. I only said it, but the evidence in Chachila. I only said it small amounts, not large amounts. And I only said it when it's strong and not diluted, and you diluted it. So for all those three reasons, you took the psak out of context. We actually shall to the Rabbi Hirsch Shefter Shlita with the Listerine strips that people took the psak out of context. We were popping them all day. And he said he had a major leniency. That is mutter, right? That someone mentioned actually that he said on that psak on other fasts, not on Yom Kippur, he knew the Pesach already, on other fasts, not on Yom Kippur, but most places do not agree with that Pesach, just to be clear, I heard this from his own Talmud, that most people don't agree with the Pesach, I have a list of restrips on Yom Kippur, but he yells on Neichel, but then when he heard people popping it, he said, that's not what I had in mind. So, okay, Zakti, Eligat Mishnah. Hatanaikis, Eim Anay Sai Yom Kippur. Tanaikis, this is a pay base of an Avadab. The young children, we're not ma'an them on Yom Kippur to fast. But we do give them chinuch, how so? Lefnei shana, prior to a year. So that means prior to a year before the bar mitzvah. That's simple taich. So if the bar mitzvah is 13, prior to a year means prior to being 12, which means 11, really. Lefnei shatayim, and prior to 2 years, we're going to explain exactly what that means. It's really going to be a build-up. I'm going to cut out some of the suspense. There's going to be a build-up of, there's a couple of years where they fast shayis, for hours, and then a couple of years before the bar mitzvah, they're supposed to fast, if possible, the entire fast. Right? Even though, it's interesting, we found the concept of three fasts before bar mitzvah. There's clearly no mention of that, of three fasts before bar mitzvah at all, but there is mention of multiple Yom Kippurs before the bar mitzvah. So, three fasts before bar mitzvah, and this is again, the place discussed this, that I've heard this again from Rosh Shechter, just spoke to his son, just 2 hours ago, but he tells his Talmidim that he's not sure about any Indian of fasting three fasts before bar mitzvah. He doesn't know where it comes from. But fasting two Yom Kippurs before the mitzvah is brought down in the Mishnah. So that's Mamish this din. That's this din. B'shvil she regilim b'mitzvah. Nor they should be regal mitzvahs. There's a lot here. There's a ton here. We'll speak out a little bit. I'm not so nervous I'm not finishing the page because tomorrow's other base is about 7 lines. So whatever we don't finish today, we'll be able to pick up tomorrow's mitzvah. But let's try to attack it in a reasonable fashion. First of all, we're clearly getting involved with the mitzvah of chinuch. We're saying there's a mitzvah to have the mechanchim, the children. Is the mitzvah chinuch the rice or not? Very basic question. We're not going to spend that much time. Just going to bring up Pashas chinuch is drabanan. Pashas mitzvah chinuch is drabanan. However, there are some medayik, some of the psukim in early Bereshis, where it says laman in order even Tavram being already in order that you should teach your children to follow in your ways after you daridaris they should all learn what to do. Our Sameach learns, we're talking about Simcha Medvinz, not so long ago, he learns, he has rayas for certain Rishayim as well, that agree with him, that Chinuch is, emit the idea of Chinuch, certainly the concept of teaching your children how to behave like a Yid, that everyone agrees, it's a Svara, it goes without saying. But the point is there a mitzvah of Chinuch? The mitzvah of Chinuch, Pashas, most Rishayim learn is Drabbanon, but our Sameach, and he has some Rishayim to back him up, agree, hold it's Daraisa. Okay, that's a very basic machlokes. We're not going to focus on that point of it. But what exactly is this mitzvah of Chinuch? We know there's a famous Gemara. Deis Hashanah actually asked a steer to our Mishnah. Here we're very busy with how much before Yom Kippur you have to make him fast, how many fasts, and the Mar's going to elaborate more. We spoke it out already, but a couple of years of just hours and then proper fasting. We have a Gemara that tells us that katan eichel nevelas ain't bezdim mitzvah lafrishay. If a katan is eating nevela, bezdim doesn't have to stop him. Let the katan eat nevela. He's not chay mitzvah. Let him eat nevelas. So Tyson Shabbos addressed the question. Biggie said Tyson Shabbos kum chavav. Tyson says very simple. There's katan shegil chinuch. If he's any gilchinuch, he's a little kid, doesn't know what he's doing, doesn't matter. And after apparently Tim Malev wasn't such a concern. If he doesn't know what he's doing, it's not us, sir, no problem. Whereas a gilchinuch, of course, a gilchinuch, you worry about it and you talk to stop him. And that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah, a gilchinuch. That's Tesis, you say, his mahalch and kuf chavalv. However, not everyone agrees with that mahalch of Tesis. It's a very basic, clear mahalch, but not everyone agrees with it. Realism admits, He tied is that chinuch, when we talk about chinuch, is only positive. Chinuch is teaching positive. Being mafresh from isser is not chinuch. Obviously, you don't want the kids walk around doing isser, and it's not a good habit, but the mitzvah of chinuch is take lulav and esrog, where it sits is, right? The aseis, let's say, the positive. Sometimes aseis also are don'ts. Keeping Shabbos means don't do malacha, but the aseis, it's the positive commandments. That's where we see shtel zechayis, the mitzvah of chinuch. That's where there's a mitzvah, but on the negatives, we won't say it. So being mafresh from an isser, we won't do. But in this case, ironically enough, not eating is really a positive. We spoke of the past daf. We try to struggle to find a lav for not to eat. What was the positive? V'nisim is afshaseichem. So therefore, over here, it would apply. I don't know if the Rebbe's mitzvah comes to answer specifically about Yom Kippur, but the point is, The point is that the idea is training him to be used to doing mitzvah say. The guy b'leis says the idea is that yeah, if he's brought up in a house, but they don't do the leis says, the people aren't able to say, and he's used to behind the says, that's sufficient, and we don't have to be bothering him against the says. That seems to be the idea. So Rosh Hashechta Shlita elaborates on this, and we're quoting him a lot these days, but he elaborates on this, and he says that he wants to suggest, his own suggestion, that there's two malachim, two ways to look at chinuch. Is chinuch in order they should be used to it, which is mamish the words of the end of our Mishnah. Bishush regilim mitzvahs. Should be ruggle, should be used to it, should be accustomed to it. You know, kids not going to wake up at 13 or the girl at 12 and press a button and now be able to do mitzvahs. It's not going to just work. So they have to be accustomed. Or is it a very interesting idea? Or did your abundant create? Maybe the purpose is still the same and they should be used to it, but they created like a concept of an ein mitzvah v'isa. Minatari only mitzvah from our mitzvah. And the abundant said, you know, we're going to make it that even when you're a katan, you're ein mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, you should do it like ein mitzvah isa. You're ein mitzvah isa. But the logic is, if that's the case, then it makes more sense that when it comes to aseis, ein mitzvah isa. When it comes to leis aseis, we're not as particular. Other Shem, by the way, address the same question that Taisha that asked, that L'chara, katan, ein mitzvah afrisha from Isser, yet we have all these ideas of chinuch, and they, Taisha, remember, Taisha's answer was, egil l'chinuch, ein egil l'chinuch. But the other answer we gave so far was positive versus negative. Others want to say that it's Dafka Bezdin. Bez is not Mitzvah Afrishay, but the father would be Mitzvah Afrishay. That's another answer the Farshim give. Bez does not have him, but the father would be Mitzvah Afrishay. Okay, these are various answers to the question, but I think there's a beautiful idea behind this Yisayit. It's not Rav Hirschacht was just elaborating on the Yisayit, but the Yisayit is really Yisayit from Lezim Amitz, from the Rishayim already. And that is that only when it comes to Chinuch, we focus on the positive. I think it's a beautiful concept that the proper way to Chinuch is to teach the children the beauty of what we do. The beauty of sitting in a sukkah, the beauty of luv and esrog, the beauty of achilas matzah, of the beauty of the do's. Not that the don'ts aren't beautiful, but the don'ts don't have that same. It's I don't want to call it criticizing, but it's a more of a form of negative. It's a negative. You can't do this. You can't do that. There's a famous gemara. The gemara says that if the Yitzhara meets a person, he's having trouble. He's having trouble struggling against the Yetzirah. The Gemara says, what should be his first option? He should learn Torah. Learn Torah. Right? Torah is Brasi Yetzirah, but Torah Tavlin, it's more Kedushin, enough left Lamed. So learn Torah. The Gemara says that the first option, there's more brachas, I believe. First option is, he should learn Torah. What if that doesn't work? What should he do? Say Kriyishma. Say Kriyishma. Hopefully that'll rain in the Yetzirah. What if that doesn't work? What does he do? Yaskir lo Yem Yamisa. He should remind himself of Yem Yamisa. So I was bothered by the Kasha. I think it's a very basic Kasha. Just go straight to the Yamamisa. Why do step one, step two, step three? Why start with Torah, go to Kriya Shema, and then just go? So you could say, because you don't want to pull your trump card, you know, right away. You want to hold off that card until you need it, because if you use it right away, eventually everything becomes, you get used to it, then you're not going to need to spell Yamamisa. Okay, Yamamisa. If you use it too often, you lose that. It loses its power. That's probably the pashtus. But I think there could be B'derech Chinuch, B'derech, the way that you get to people's hearts, the optimal way for being mechanech a person is not just a child, even an adult, even with himself, is with the positive. If a person is chapez yetzerah and he learns Torah in a positive way, because he learns Torah, it helps him defeat the yetzerah. That's a positive defeating the yetzerah. What's the next level? Say Kriyishma. What's Kriyishma really? Kriyishma is omach shemayim. It's the oil. It's the yiras Hashem. It's not fully negative. It's positive too, but it's already stepping away from just the positive eradicating of his animalistic, of his yetzerah taivas. The last one is the scare tactic. Yema Misa. I don't behave, I'm going to punish Yema Misa. We don't want to go there first, not because we don't want to pull out a trump card, perhaps, because we don't want to go to the negative first. We want to go with the positive first. That's the Yisrael Chinuch. It could be, that's why the Iker Bikas Finuch, what there was in Mitz, is on the assays, on the positive, and not getting, and I want to call it Laisays negative. If you see what I'm saying, not on the don'ts, but on the do's, perhaps. I think it's a very beautiful Yisrael, and that could be Pshat over here. I know we didn't get very far yet. Let's go further in the Gemara. There's more to speak out of here. Let's go further and we'll, let's speak out one more deek now because it's really on the Mishnah. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Hatanaikas ein ma'anaisam. You don't afflict them on Yom Kippur to fast. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. Ein chayvin lemnoyim hem eichel. You don't have to refrain from feeding them. I mean, you don't have to hold back food from them and they should fast until they get to an age where there's the idea of chinuch. You don't have to hold back food. Mashaf Rashi very clearly. If the katan wants to fast, you let him. Cut the monster fast, you let him. You're not mechuyev to make him fast. That's the simple reading of Rashi. Comes along Rambam. Rambam brings in Perek Bey, Hilchos Shvisas Aser. Ein ma'anin mipnei sakana. You don't hold back food for the ketanim, pikur v'sakana. The basic malach in the Farshim is Rambam and Rashi having a machlokes. Rashi is saying, when the Mishnah says, you're not ma'ana the ketanim, means you're not mechuyev to, like Rashi's lashon, but you're allowed to if they want to. If the ketanim want to fast, the 7-year-old decides he wants to fast, he wants to be ektati, he wants to fast, okay, kevaldik, right? And Rambam is saying, no, you're not allowed to fast. That seems to be the basic malach. However, comes along the Ran. The Ran brings the Rambam. And the Ram brings the Rambam, and the Mashmayis, the Ram seems to understand that's Machlaikis. Comes along Ram Chaviv, and he says, beautiful. Ram Chaviv says, no Machlaikis, Rashi Rambam. In a case where the Katan wants to eat, Rashi agrees to Rambam that Avad, you feed the Katan. Kid wants to eat, you feed the Katan. In a case, you don't stop him eating. In a case where he wants to fast, and it's a Sakana, Avad, you don't let him fast. And in a case where he wants to fast, and it's not a Sakana, even Rambam agrees to let him fast. So the words all fit. Rambam just says, you don't have him fast, Masakana. Rashi's not going to agree when it's a sakana. Says Ram Chav, there's no machlokes of here. There's to be madrigas. Fasting when it's a sakana, for sure not allowed. Fasting when it's not a sakana, he wants to, for sure is allowed. And if a katan stops and wants to eat, we don't stop him. So everyone agrees there's no machlokes. As I let Ram Chav, and he brings it right from Mishnah. Says Ram Chav, the Mishnah could have said machilim as the tanaikas. We feed tanaikas. Why do you say feed tanaikas? Because there are a lot of fasts. Even Ram, I'm not going to argue in that. In fact, the Mishnah says im anin. So even Ram would have to agree if the child wants to and it's okay from a doctor, it's healthy, it's not going to be an issue, then it's going to be fine. Again, there's a lot more to talk out of here. On the Mishnah, we'll save that for later if we have time, or if not, we'll speak it out tomorrow when we have extra time. Okay, says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Hashem fei shtayim achan chalu. Ask the Gemara that the Mishnah says anishi lashon lefnei shana ulefnei shatayim, before a year or before 2 years. Well, before 2 years, certainly before 1 year. Says the Gemara lefnei shana abaye. You got to tell me if it's before 2 years. You got to tell me before 1 year. So often, sometimes we have the Gemara tells us that's the nusach Mishnah. That's the poetic lashon of the Mishnah. But that's not what Gemara answers over here. Amrav chizda lekasha habachayla habibari. A child that's very healthy, he could fast already 2 years. Before 2 years, again, it doesn't, it's not 2 years. It's the lashon of the Mishnah is lefnei sheishan, before 2 years, which is already at least 3 years before the bar mitzvah. Whereas a child who's not so healthy, he can only do before 1 year. Amar Fudner. Fudner now elaborates on what we've been alluding to this, but he speaks it out clearly. Ben shmeina ben teisha b'chachan oisei l'shais. An 8-year-old, 9-year-old, yimachanach for hours for shais. Meaning, if they normally eat breakfast at 9 a.m, make them wait till 10 to 11. That's mechanach for shais. Ben eser ben achas esrei mishlim b'drabanan. Whereas a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, they complete the fast already midrabanan, and ben shtei masur mashim midraisa, and a 12-year-old is ready chiv deraisa. What does this mean? B'tanaikas. We're talking about a girl. A girl is bas mitzvah at 12, so 11 and 10 is drabanan, full fast. 8 and 9, 8 means literally, we call 8 and 9. 8 and 9 is partial, just a couple of hours, more than norm. From Nachman Amr, the Zana Machlekes, he just discusses by a male, by a boy. Ben teisha ben asar, mechanach l'nesel l'shoyes. 9, 10 is not 8-9, rather 9-10 is trained for hours. Ben Achas Esrei, and Ben Shtayim Esrei, Meshlim Midrabanan, you complete the fast Midrabanan, and ben, only rabbinically, and Ben Shlash Esrei, Meshlim Midraisa, once he's 13, you complete the fast Deraisa. And who he's talking about? Batinics, Tamachlaikis, they're just Rav Huna and Rav Nachman agreeing. One was talking about a Katana, Tanaikis, and one was talking about a Tinaik. Now we have a dissenting opinion. Rav Yechon Amar, Hashlam Midrabanan Leka, to complete a fast, Midrabanan you don't have. Midrabanan, no such thing as complete a fast. Community fast. By the way, this idea that we already spoke out, that this is dafka by, I think we spoke it out, that it's dafka by Yom Kippur, not by other fasts. It's not just, it's our Mishnah, only told by Yom Kippur, but it's already brought, I said it from Rosh Shechter, it's already brought from the Maram Chaviv, is Medayik. Our Mishnah is Yom Kippur, it's dafka Yom Kippur, and Maram Panu also brings that one, if one trains his children for other fasts, he should make sure they break it before the fast is over. They should not fast a complete fast on another fast outside Yom Kippur. Interesting. Okay. But says Rechanan, Hashlamid Rabban Leka, that's just a reminder that Rebbe holds, there's no such thing, even on Yom Kippur, of being mashlam a fast completely. Rather, Ben Asr, Ben Achas Asr, Mechachas El Shoyas, and Ben Shteim Asr, Meshlim Emid Reisa. No, it's 10 and 11 fast for a few hours, and 12 years old, that's when he completes the fast. But no such thing as completing a fast with Rabbanan, no such thing. Tanan. Samar is going to be right for our Mishnah against Rabbi Yechanan. Hatanaikas, Eman Naisab, Yem Kippur, Tanaikas, you don't afflict them in Kippur from making them refrain from eating. Avol, but Mechanach Yisrael, Mechanach Lem, Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shtayim. Before a year and before 2 years. So now, remember we pointed out there's a diak in the before a year, before 2 years. So it means there's the year before, and then there's before that year, which is 2 years, and before 2 years is really 3 years earlier. So Bishnah, Rav Huna ben Nachman, Lefnei Shana, Lefnei Shtayim, means as follows. Lefnei Shana, Devayim, Lefnei Shtayim, Lefnei Shtayim, Ledevei Torah. It means before a year, midrabanan, before 2 years, before the year of the Divrei Torah. So there's different madrigas. There's essentially 3 years. You're counting for some years of partial, some years of full, but there's clearly years of full, complete fast on a rabbinic level. Elul Rabbi Yechanan, Kasha, how's he going to interpret the Mishnah? So the Gemara says he doesn't read, he's not medayik so much the Lefneis. He reads the Lefneis Shana, Lefneis Shana, and the Lefneis Shana means the year before, and the Lefneis Shana means 2 years before, that's all. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ema Shana, Ishtayim, Samach HaPirka. It just means the year or 2 years before the Bar Mitzvah. Don't stress so much the word Lefnei. It means the year or two before Bar Mitzvah. So basically, let's talk about a boy who's 13, in year 12, and when he's 11 years old as well, he fasts for a couple hours, never being mashed according to Bar Yechanan, but only those 2 years, a couple hours, and that's it. There's nothing going back to year 10. According to our Havin, it was that you have 10, 11, 12, which one, some of it's hours, some of it's full fast. No, it's saying it's all hours, and it's only 2 years, not 3 years. Tashima is being a right now to Rabbi Yechon against Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Tanya Rabbi Rav Shmuel, Tanaikas Eman Nesan B'Yom Kippur. Tanaikas, you don't make the fast on Yom Kippur. Amachanach Nesam Shana Ishtayim Samach HaPirka. And here's Takas Leis Lashon, like the Rabbi Yechon Taishit. It doesn't say Lefnei. It just says Shana Ishtayim, a year or two before they get older. Bishlam Rabbi Yechon Nich, it's very good. A year or two is a year for a child that's not so healthy, 2 years for a child that's more healthy, and you only be mechanach shas, you never be mechanach a full fast. Elder Rav Huna, Rav Nachman Kasha, they held you have an hour training period, and they have a full fast training period. How they explain this in the Shana Ishtayim? Amil Rabbanan, my chinuch, the Nami Diktani, Hashlama. That year or two that we're talking about in this Brisa is complete fasting. That price is talking about complete fast. That's not even talking about shayas. That's talking about the complete fast. A year or two before the Bar Mitzvah, you have complete fasting. In fact, Gemara, are you calling the chinuch? When we call the chinuch hashlama, are you calling complete fasting a chinuch? Fatanya is a chinuch. Chinuch is what? Havarag lechav b'sheishas. The child that is used to eating 2 hours a day, machinuch b'sheishas, you delay him to eat to 3 hours a day. B'sheishas, if you used to eat 3 hours a day, machinuch say, barbi, delay him to 4 hours a day. So you see, chinuch is about delaying from 3 to 4 hours, 2 to 3 hours, but not full fast. Gemara says, it's 2 types of chinuch. Simple answer. Amar Rav Ba'ula. There's the chinuch of hours, and there's the chinuch of hashlama. There's 2 types of chinuch. And therefore, again, according to Rav Nachman and according to Rav Huna, the mitzvah is to have them be trained for hours already yet. For a girl, 8 and 9. For a boy, 9 and 10. And then for a girl, 10 and 11. For a boy, 11 and 12. Full fast. And the Taka Brola Maisa, by the way, this Brola Maisa, people aren't so aware of this, but this brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Tuf Reish Tezayin. Shulchan Aruch brings that we bring in chinuch fasting on Yom Kippur by Shana Asiris for a healthy child, and by 11 years old for a weaker child, we begin the chinuch of trying to fast properly on Yom Kippur, and the hours even start before that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Uber Sharecha, if a pregnant woman smells something that she got a craving for, and the concern is that when she's pregnant, she gets a craving, you know what's going to happen if she doesn't fulfill the craving. Right, this idea of a pregnant woman having cravings is not just a newfound concept. It's been existing since times of Shias. If she doesn't deal with the craving, it could lead to a miscarriage of the child. So what do we do? Machina sa'ash tashav nafsha. You let her eat until she has tashav nafsha, until she's relieved from that craving. Chayla. What about a sick person? Machina sa'afivakiyim. A person that's sick, you listen to the experts. The Mefarshim are medayik two things. First of all, what do experts mean? So the simple types, the Mefarshim types, experts mean doctors. Experts mean doctors. The Rambam learns in his Pirush Mishnayos, experts mean doctors. The Ran says, but it's further. Why do we stress experts? Because what if you have multiple doctors? And some doctors are considered more chashev than other ones. You listen to the more chashev doctors. That's what it says. Bekian, as opposed to saying, because the Reifim. So say, whatever the Reifim say. Experts, because we're focused on, within the doctors, there's bigger or smaller experts. You can share that with your dad. Okay. Says the Gemara Machina son, Api Bekiyim, Vim Ancha Bekiyim. If there's no Bucky there, then Machina say, Api Atzmai. If there's no Bucky there, then you listen to the person's own, his personal evaluation of what he needs at Shem Adayin. Until he says, I'm in danger, you let him eat. And then he says, I had enough, then you stop. I'm just like up 6 dreams. An ubra, a pregnant woman that got the smell, she got a whiff of basar hekdesh, which apparently bus that she can't eat, it's meant for the kanim, right? It's stafka for either it's a basar ayla, it's meant to be burnt to the mizbeach, or maybe just meant for kanim, and or basar chazer, the opposite extreme, non kosher meat of a chazer. And she got craving for it. So we try to do steps. Step one is teichvuna kush paraita. First, we stick like a spoon or something into the soup. That's the juice, and we pull it out, and we just let her suck on that spoon, and hopefully that'll assuage her taivas. If that is biyashiv das, that's good, then we're good. She's saved. If not, we go to the next step. Machinas the right of atzma. We actually feed her the right of itself. Right of atzma. We feed her the right of itself. The juice, but it's not actually part of the isra yet. If that satisfies her cravings, gevaldig. But if not, v'imlav machinas shuman atzma. If not, we actually give her part of the shuman, part of the fat. She'ein l'chudav Hashem b'fnei pikuach nefesh. This is going to be opening of the whole next topic. There's nothing that stands in the way of pikuach nefesh. Chutz me'avodazara gidereish shviras damim. Nothing stands in the face of pikuach nefesh. Right? There's no mitzvah that a person has to give up life for, besides for the big three. Gilarayas, Shvichas Damim, the Mar's order is Avayazara, Gilarayas, Shvichas Damim. The Mar's going to go through them in a moment. We'll probably save most of it for tomorrow. But just one quick point on this. What's the source? What's the source that no mitzvah is greater than one's life? V'chaybem. Right, the Mar's going to tell us in Yuma, in three blots. The three blots of Aaron and Rice is going to be about a week, over a week, in about a week and a half. But in Daf Pehe, the Mar's going to tell us the Drasha from V'chaybem. We learn from V'chaybem, the Yishemus Behem, that a person is supposed to live through the Torah and not die through it, and therefore a person should not give up his life for any one mitzvah. These three have a special exception. Now, this din that we're talking about cravings, is it dafka by a pregnant woman or is it by anybody? So the price we discuss that if someone has a craving and his face turns colors, it's a ran, he brings love dafka mabaris. Any person who has a craving, his face turns colors, that means it's dangerous for him not to satisfy that craving, and you bring him that food right away. Why do we speak of mabaris then? The answer is because mabaris is more common. Everyone knows the famous thing. Mabaris gets these cravings, and you know the famous husband running out. I don't know if some people are making faces, Baruch Hashem, they didn't have that situation. But this famous, the pickles or the ice cream or whatever it may be, the concept of Mubaris having cravings is already existing concept. So Mar picked that as an example, the Mishnah, according to the Ran, but it's not Dafka Mubaris. Anyone, however others argue. Rabbi Menachem says, no. A regular person, give him a smack in the face, get a hold of yourself. You can't say, I have a craving, and then you can bring a nisser. Get a hold of yourself. Don't let yourself get into a position where you're gonna go crazy, you're gonna die from the craving. A Mubaris is a different body makeup, and therefore Dafka for it's a leniency. Point number one. Point number two on this Mubaris, Ramban in Taras Adam brings a Yesh Sevrim that this whole idea that we're taking care of the cravings is only when the mother's besakana. She has a craving, and if you look at Rashi Taka in the Mishnah, and mention it, we're very good. So Akiva, so what Rashi Mishnah says that you're concerned about Shneim. Uver Sharicha, what is Rashi's Lashon? Rashi's Lashon is Shneim Mesukanim. That's that Rashi. They're both Mesukan. So you can Medayik Rashi, very good, along the lines of this Ramban, Taras Adam, that only when she's also Mesukan, what if it's a Sakana of, the way I spoke it out was, it's a Sakana that she's going to have a miscarriage. So that doesn't mean she's Mesukan so much. That means the baby's Mesukan. Rashi says Shneim Mesukanim. And the Ramban, Taras Adam also says, only when it's the Isha herself that's Mesukan. But for her to be Aver and Isser, because maybe it could lead to the Sakana, maybe the baby's Mesukan, that wouldn't be a reason to be Aver. However, the Rush argues, the Rosh says, Avada, I said that wrong. The Ramban and Taras Adam brings the Yesh Sevrim. It's not his own Shita. Ramban brings Yesh Sevrim. There's Yesh Aimrim that only when she's Masukin, but if it's the baby that's Masukin, not enough reason to break the fast, not enough reason to be over this, I should say, and give her, and you keep her break the fast, or give her other foods that usher. However, Ramban says, I myself, Ramban, disagree, and say, even for the baby alone, it's Kedai for the baby alone. If the baby's Mesipic alone, that would be reason to give her, break the fast to Yom Kippur and to give her food. So Ramban disagrees with what we're saying as Deacon Rashi and what these other Mefarshim are saying. The Rosh just argues and says, since when is a miscarriage not a suffix, is not a danger for her? The miscarriage itself, if it's going to lead to miscarriage, that itself puts her in danger. So what's this whole conversation? So Kamar Sanal defends and says, no, the conversation is not Shrei. You can have an Isha that Nebuch, unfortunately, has had many miscarriages in the past. We're not concerned that the miscarriage is going to harm her. We're not concerned. And still, we're concerned for the baby. So you can have that. You're right. I mean, what Kamar Sanal is answering is, Enechanami, stama case of a chashash miscarriage is a chashash sakana for the mother anyway. So of course, that'll be a reason to protect it. But we're talking about a case where it wasn't such a concern. But interesting, Machlekes, again, Rashi, we're Medayik, our Rashi says they're both Mesukin. Sounds a little bit like the Yesh Sevrim of the Ramban. Ramban himself argues, says, no, even if it's just the baby's Mesukin, that would be a reason to break the fast. There's, again, there's a lot more going on over here. I'm going to speak out, but I don't want to go too late. Let's pause over here. We'll speak out more of it the rest tomorrow with Shem. Have a wonderful evening.